Just take the HPV. Forcing 12-year-old girls to take an inoculation to prevent this sexually transmitted disease. This is not good medicine, I do not believe. I think it's social misfit. It's not good social policy. And therefore, I think this is very bad to do this. But one of the worst parts about that was the way it was done. You know, the governorship in Texas traditionally is supposed to be a weak governorship. I didn't even know they could pass laws by writing an executive order. He did it with an executive order, passed it. The state was furious, and legislature overwhelmingly, probably 90%, I don't know exactly, overwhelmingly repealed this. But I think it's the way it was passed, which was so bad. I think it's a bad piece of legislation, but I don't like the idea of executive orders. I, as president, will not use the executive order to write laws.
Thank you, Congressman. Governor Perry, we'll get to you, but Congresswoman Bachman, this is an issue you've also talked about, HPV.
Well, what I'm very concerned about is the issue of parental rights. I think when it comes to dealing with children, it's the parents who need to make that decision. It is wrong for government, whether it's state or federal government, to impose on parents what they must do to inoculate their children. This is very serious, and I think that it's very important, again, that parents have that right. Education reform is another area. That's where I cut my teeth in politics, was being involved in education reform, because the problem you see is one of framing. The idea is, should the federal government control these areas, or should parents and localities control these areas? We have the best results when we have the private sector and when we have the family involved. We have the worst results when the federal government gets involved, and especially by dictate to impose something like an inoculation on an innocent 12-year-old girl. I would certainly oppose that.
Thank you. Governor Perry, we've had candidates talking about you.
Yes, sir.
Let's hear from you.